Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist On Calls. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, we're going to start the first of 10 episodes, which is music from 1930. So from the decade 1930, we'll feature every year from the year 1930 right up until 1939. Don't worry, I'm going to be spreading it out over the next few months, so don't worry, you won't get them back to back. Now, I feel it's important to state that for each year, the music in this series is either written in the US or UK Billboard, or featured on a Broadway musical that was written or released that year. So there is a bit of crossover, but I'll hope that you'll forgive me on that fact. Anyway, let's get the music underway, and we take a trip to the New Victoria Centre, Howden Le Weir, to its wonderful free manual 19 rank Wurlitzer with its crisp and beautiful sound. And what better man to get a beautiful sound out of it than Simon Gledhill, with an appropriate opening number called On the Sunny Side of the Street. The wonderful sound there of the New Victoria Centre in Howden Le Weir, its beautiful free manual Wurlitzer in the hands of Simon Gledhill, and that's taken from his CD of the same name, and it's a great CD, and if you don't have it, well, you should. Now we take a trip down under to Australia. It came as a bit of a shock to me when I realised that I've only ever played one track of Tony Fenlon, so let's get that right straight away. This track is taken from a CD called Tony Plays Duo, and it features both Tony at the Capri Theatre Wurlitzer and Tony at the Grand Piano. However, this track appears to be an organ solo, so you can bask in the sound of Tony at the Wurlitzer. It's a lovely lush ballad called Body and Soul. Thank you. The lush sounds there of Tony Fenlon playing the Capri Theatre Wurlitzer in Adelaide. Now, I got quite a bit of correspondence after I played a track of Jim Riggs at Macy's Greek Hall Wurlitzer. It's a beautiful two-manual 8-rank Wurlitzer this, and Jim seems to get every single lush sound out of it. So seeing as people seem to like the combination of Jim Riggs at this particular Wurlitzer, I thought I'd put in another track. It's Jim's own arrangement of that popular Harold Arlen number, Get Happy. The 1930s saw the composition of a beautiful ballad which had become associated with one organist in particular, that being Ernest Broadbent. It's the beautiful ballad called For You, and it was written by Joe Burke and Al Dubin. And I think for many people, Ernest played it in a particularly special way, as you will now hear, as I've taken this track from Ernest's first ever recording at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. It's the full-length track. So bask in the sounds of the beautiful Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer with Ernest playing For You. Thank you. lush sounds there of Ernest Broadbent bringing a whole new style to the Talborin Whirl. It's straight after the residency of 40 years that Reginald Dixon gave. Now, whenever I play a track of the Granada Tooting Whirl, it's always tinged with sadness because it's very unlikely that I'm ever going to hear this organ live in person because at the moment it's inoperable. However, I can sit and enjoy beautiful music produced on it. Vic Hammett was always one that I thought got on with the organ rather well, and luckily several recordings of Vic at the Wurlitzer survive. The song I've chosen Vic to play was written in 1925, but Ambrose and his orchestra made it famous in 1930. It's the lively standard Bye Bye Blues. The lively jazzy sounds there of Vic Hammett playing the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer. As many of you will know, Cole Porter is a composer who I admire greatly, and his composition Love for Sale is one that I truly adore. So on this occasion, let's travel back across to the States and to the Pasadena Civic Auditorium with its 5-manual 28-rank Moller. Now, some of you will know, this magnificent Moller was used by Reginald Fort as his touring organ, and then it went to Holland for a while, and then it found its way to the States, and finally to the Pasadena Civic Auditorium. I think it sounds glorious in this room, and if I could give anything, I'd go over and hear it in concert. On this occasion, Lou Williams is at the console, live in concert with Cole Porter's Love for Sale.
Thank you.
Lou Williams there with those sleazy sounds in Love for Sale. We now turn our heads to the electronic organ and the Rogers Olympic, and to a track from that classic Brian Rodwell LP he made on the organ. The album's called Exactly Like Me, and appropriately I've chosen the track Exactly Like You. The song was written by Jimmy McHugh and with lyrics by Dorothy Fields. The song was introduced in the 1930 Broadway show Lou Leslie's International Review, and it was introduced by Harry Richmond and Gertrude Lawrence. Anyway, over to the Governor, Mr. Rodwell. Well, we're rapidly approaching the end of this week's show. Now, we've got time for just two more tracks, both from the pen of George and Ira Gershwin. I've always thought the Gershwins produced some wonderfully beautiful music, as well as their jazzy stuff, so I've picked the best of both worlds. First up, Lynn Larson is at the console of the Nevercut Collection Wurlitzer in San Selma. This was back when the organ only had 4 manuals and 35 ranks, but wow, what a sound. This is then followed by a more jazzy standard and played in a completely different style on a completely different instrument, this being the Regal Edmonton Christie in the hands of Michael Waldridge. So here we go, 2 by George and Ira Gershwin, Embraceable You and I Got Rhythm. Thank you. Contrasting sounds there from Lynn Larson at the San Salma Wurlitzer and Micah Waldridge at the Regal Edmonton Christie. Well, that's about all we got time for on this week's show, so don't forget to tune in next Thursday at 8 p.m. where Chris Borg presents a show dedicated to that master Wurlitzer technician, Quentin McLean. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time, take care.